Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, if you don't know it by now, today we're observing All Saints Day. That's actually November 1st, the day after Reformation Day. How Lutheran are you guys? Come on. So if you were here last week, you may remember that I said it's rather strange that we devote a Sunday to highlight the Reformation. A fair number of people in other denominations probably think we're a bit odd to put such an emphasis on the history of the Lutheran Church and on Luther himself. In fact, our previous DCE, Amy Hubach, told me that when she was on her internship in Oklahoma, she tried to reach out to churches of other denominations in her area. She thought it would be good to try to make some connections between their youth and the youth that she was serving and build some bridges. And she was shocked when they told her they weren't interested because Lutherans are a cult. And they were serious. In their mind, we held Luther in such high regard that we followed him rather than Jesus. Now, that's not true, of course. While we honor Luther for the courage he demonstrated in holding fast to the scriptural teaching that we are saved completely by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, and he did this even though he was condemned by church authorities as a heretic and would have burned at the stake were it not for the protection of a German prince and other civil authorities who resisted the church and the newly elected emperor. While all of that's true, we certainly don't place him or everything he said or did on the same level as God's word. He was an amazing theologian. God truly gifted him. But he was just a man, like all of us. He could be very earthy, to the point of being shockingly crude. And at times, he treated those with whom he disagreed with utter contempt. So what does that have to do with this Sunday? Well, if people think we're rather cultish in our treatment of Martin Luther, who started what became the Protestant church movement, when it comes to our observance of All Saints Day, which honors the saints, there are those who might charge us with being really not much different than the Roman Catholic Church. Of course, they honor the saints to the point of encouraging their people to offer prayers to them and asking for their help and protection. Now, of course, that's not what we do on All Saints Day. In fact, that hymn we just sang, I think, summed it up very nicely. On All Saints Day, we give thanks for the faithful people who have come before us, people who believed in Jesus and passed on the Christian faith to the next generation. And we call them saints, not because they were paragons of virtue or because they lived wonderful sacrificial lives. Some certainly did. But I would say that the vast majority of them were people just like you and me, the unsung saints, the people whose names are known only to God, people who struggled with their sinfulness, people who at the end of the day knew that the only thing that gives them hope for forgiveness and eternal life is God's sure promise that his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, came to save us from our sins, from death, and from the devil by his own life, death, and resurrection. We call them saints, well, because that's what God called them and calls them. We are saints along with all who had and who have faith in Jesus. And we are holy, which, of course, is what the word saint refers to. We are holy only because God says we are. Only because God makes us his holy people through Jesus. You see, that's what one of my favorite Bible passages declares. For our sake, God made him, and him is Jesus. God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be our sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God the Father sent his Son to bear our sin so that we might be made holy people, the people we need to be in order to have a relationship with the holy God. You see, fortunately, being a saint doesn't mean you have it all together. In fact, the more you understand the depth of your sinfulness, the more you know that you would be lost and condemned forever if it weren't for what Jesus did for you. I think you become more aware of your sin the longer you live with Jesus. And that's actually what we see in the book of Romans. Romans was one of the later letters that St. Paul wrote. Notice I said St. Paul this time. I don't always say St. Paul. Most of us think that Paul was a pretty holy person, and that if anyone had it together, it certainly was him. And he did, but not necessarily the way we might generally think. And I say that because of what he wrote in Romans chapter 7. In this chapter, we find that Paul struggled with the same thing we all struggle with. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want to do, but I do the very thing I hate. I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want, that's what I keep on doing. I delight in the law of God, in my inner being. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Doesn't that sound like your life? You know what you should do, what God desires you to do, but you find yourselves regularly doing just what you really don't want to do. Anger, lust, unkind and hurtful words, laziness, all of these, and so much more, testify to the fact that even though we're Christians, we're still captive to sin. And we would be without hope, but for one thing. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who will save you from your sin? Only Jesus can do that. And that's what he's done. And now as his saints, those declared holy because of Jesus, we live a life of constant confession and repentance. We come to God and tell him that he is right. We are sinners, and we have no hope except through his Son. And we thank him for his forgiveness. Forgiveness that we don't deserve, but forgiveness that God is willing to give because of his deep love for you and for me. For you see, it was his love for you that he sent his Son to die for your sins. Now that doesn't mean we can just live any way we like, that we can joyfully and purposely sin and God will simply look the other way. How did Paul put it? What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace might abound? Let's show how graceful God is. Let's just sin and sin and sin. Of course not. Like the saints before us, we are to resist and fight against our sin. Will we continue to sin? Yeah. And God will continue to forgive. But knowing we have a God who loves us so much, and because we've been given his Holy Spirit to strengthen us, we're encouraged to stay in the fight, to struggle with that sin each and every day. Now, we don't do that to become more holy. We can't get more holy. We are God's saints, That's what he calls us. But now we strive to obey God because we understand how ruthless and how dangerous sin really is. We live out Romans 7. We know how miserable it is to be caught up in sin, which appears to be desirable, but really is only poison. It's sin that destroys our relationships. It's sin that wrecks our lives. We strive to be free of it. We want to be free of it, even knowing it will still plague us. And we do that because we know there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Never read Romans chapter 7 without reading also Romans chapter 8. See, this is what the saints of past and present cling to. This is what gave them and what gives us the strength to struggle each day. And today, we thank God for the saints who understood that. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace. We thank God for his saints, and we thank God for his spirit, whom he gave to us and who keeps this truth before our eyes each and every day. The truth that asks, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No! In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Knowing and clinging to this can enable the saints of God to do incredible things. And the first Sunday in November is often set aside to remember those who suffer persecution still today because they dare to follow Jesus as Lord. And I'd like us to just watch a short video from a website called Voice of the Martyrs. How many of you are familiar with that website? I'd encourage you to look at it. Voice of the Martyrs. It talks about the persecution that's going on around our world today and Christians, the stories of Christians that are dealing with it. But I'd like us to just take a look at this.
My name is Rebecca. I live in the north of Nigeria. One evening I was out with my daughter, and on our way home we saw smoke rising above our village. We were under attack. There was nothing we could do to defend ourselves. My husband and I were married in that village. My wedding day, it was the happiest day of my life. Some members of our church gave us a wedding gift. It was a Bible. We read it together, every day. Children were old enough, we read it to them and their friends.
Let the little children come to me.
Let the little children come to me.
And do not forbid them.
And do not forbid them.
for such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 19, verse 14.
On the day our village burnt to the ground, my husband and my son were killed in the attack. I was devastated. I mourned for many months. Some of us were able to return to our village to reclaim anything that was left. Genesis and Revelation were burnt, but the rest was mostly intact.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like a wild flower. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. I still use this Bible. It reminds me of God's faithfulness. Naked I came from my mother's womb, but naked I shall return there. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is a husband to all widows. I look to him for every need. This is what I am still holding on to.
I would really invite you to look that up and remember our brothers and sisters in Christ. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's hard for us to believe, although maybe we're beginning to understand it a little bit more in these latter years, but it's hard for us to believe that that Christians are still being so brutally persecuted in so many places. And what a blessing it is for us to be able still to worship freely, confess Christ freely. You know, that's really just a heartbeat away. So what sustains saints like Rebecca and others like her, where being a follower of Jesus brings danger and persecution. It's the same thing that sustains us. It sustains you and me to get up and face each day whatever trials it may bring. The same thing that sustained those who came before us. Those who sacrificed time, talent, and treasure to establish this place that we call our church home, Grace Lutheran Church and Preschool. The same thing that sustained St. Paul or St. Martin and all the saints who are unable to be numbered, who will stand before the throne of God on that last great day. The promise that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. On this All Saints Sunday, we're blessed by those who have come before us and who faithfully passed the faith on to us. We're blessed by God's Spirit who gave and keeps us in the faith, who blesses us with strength for each and every day. And we're blessed to meet the challenge of passing on the faith to those who follow us. That's our charge. That's the challenge that God lays before us. He's given us his Spirit who strengthens and sustains our faith so that we'll be with him forever in heaven. But he also strengthens us and gives us the responsibility and the joyful privilege of sharing the love of Jesus with those who will come after us. And until he returns, there will always be others whom we are to bless, others who have yet to know the love of his Son, others that he brings to us, so that we may tell them about and show them the love of God. Amen.